Hello everyone, welcome to today's worship service here at Shotgate Baptist Church. Today is the 21st of June 2020 and we continue to conduct our services remotely due to the social distancing protocols in place in efforts to manage the current pandemic. We are all keeping an eye on the government advice and guidance and we will work with those. Shall we gather our thoughts and our minds and our hearts as we begin this service with a word of prayer? Our Heavenly Father and our God, our confidence and our faith is in you. We come together as a church, as a fellowship, dispersed apart geographically, but together in unity of purpose and in unity of heart, to give you praise and honor. Thank you, Lord, for your limitless grace that you extend to us and to everyone. May your majesty be known and your name be glorified in us, through us, in our community, and further afield. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Amen. It's Father's Day today, and So happy Father's Day to all the fathers and all the father figures. Hope you are well and you are celebrated and you are pampered today. Even with the social distancing and limited contacts with others, without restaurants to go for a Sunday roast and so on, I hope you are celebrated and made to feel special. And so, happy Father's Day. Now, for our music today, Helen is leading us on the piano. And our first two songs are When I Survey the Wondrous Cross, and then followed by a song taken from Psalm 96, Sing Unto the Lord a New Song. Do feel free to sing along as we worship God together. And over to you, Helen.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Helen, for leading us in those beautiful songs of worship. As we continue with our theme of Psalms for daily living, our reading today is Psalms 42 and 43. We are reading two Psalms today, 42 and 43. When we started in this current theme of Psalms for daily living, we acknowledged the various characteristics of the book of Psalms. And one of the aspects that we found quite apparent with the book of Psalms is its candidness in expressing the thoughts and feelings of the psalmists, which in turn helps us to, it gives words and expressions to some of our own thoughts and our own feelings and situations, be it feelings of joy, jubilation, happiness, or those difficult feelings of being not so joyful and being in that difficult, rough patch in life. And as it is sometimes said, that whatever situation in life, there will be a psalm for it. Now, these two psalms that we are reflecting on today are evidently by a temple musician or a temple worshipper who was away from the temple, possibly in exile at the time, and feeling saddened by this situation. The psalmist is writing from a rough patch and a difficult place in his life. He is experiencing something of a spiritual depression and a sadness, and writes these words as an expression of his feelings, but also as a way of lifting himself from that difficult situation. These two psalms seem to be so closely related, so much so that it's helpful to look at them together as one unit, which is what we're going to do today. The overall structure of this passage, this pair of psalms, when read and viewed together, looks to me to be something of a letter Y shape, with the two arms of that Y shape coming in Psalms 42, one arm being verses 1 to 5, and the other arm being verses 6 to 11 of Psalm 42. And these two arms pulled together to converge and stand on the stalk, this vertical part of the Y shape, which is the whole of Psalm 43, the 43rd Psalm, verses 1 to 5. And so we'll reflect on these three components of this passage in turn and seek to find our interaction with God in there, in both our voice to God and also hearing God's voice to us. And so let's begin by looking at the first arm of that shape, of that Y shape, as it were. And maybe befitting for a Father's Day, George will give us the first reading. Thank you, George, and over to you, George, to give us the first reading.
Good morning, everybody. Today's reading is taken from Psalm 42. As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. Where can I go and meet with God? My tears have been my food day and night, while men say to me all day long, where is your God? These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I used to go with the multitude, leading the procession to the house of God, with shouts of joy and thanksgiving among the festive throng. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour, and my God.
Thank you, George, for that reading. This is the first arm of that figure of the letter Y that we mentioned earlier, if that makes sense. The psalmist is clearly at an unhappy place in himself. The cause of this spiritual depression in this segment of this psalm seems to be in his inability to go to the temple of God and worship God there. He opens his psalm with that familiar line, as the deer pants for the streams of water, so my soul pants for you, my God. Here the picture is of a deer enduring a slow agony of drought, where the landscape is gradually drying out and life is gradually squeezed out of it. The psalmist chooses the analogy of a deer, an animal that will need to drink more often than, for example, a camel. He undoubtedly feels dry and distant from God at this time. In verse 4, we find another reason for this sense of spiritual depression, that he is remembering and missing the times he came together with other believers in corporate worship. He misses coming together, as he says, with shouts of joy and praise among the festive throng. He recalls those times when he would join together with fellow worshippers and they worship God together. The grace and glory of God in corporate worship, which at this time he's not able to partake with, to be part of, due to being away from the temple. This makes him feel thirsty as a deer thirsts for streams of refreshing water, because there is a refreshing and a blessing in corporate worship. To an extent, most, if not all of us, will have had this experience to varying degrees in our lives, particularly in these current times that we are living in, not being able yet to come together in church or as groups to worship, to pray to God together. We know it's for good reason, but naturally, this can lead to feeling that sense of missing corporate worship, where we would meet with one another as believers and pray and worship God together. This psalm also came to my mind when a week ago, when I passed by church, a sense of missing the coming together with fellow believers as a church family, as worshipers worshiping God together. And I knew I'm not alone in feeling this way. I've heard a lot of us expressing a similar thirst and yearning over time. My attention was then drawn to verse 5, which is a refrain that is repeated 3 times in this passage, if we take the 2 Psalms as one passage. This is like the tie that brings these arms together. It is the antidote to this spiritual depression. The psalmist challenges himself and reminds himself to put his hope and his trust in God, even in this situation that he finds himself in. He encourages himself to look up to God and to allow himself to be pulled, and not to allow himself to be pulled down by his situation. He reminds himself to have faith and hope in God, as God is his Savior and his God. That is the essence of what he does, and that his sense of distress should not shake his faith in God, but he should trust and hope in God even through it. And then we come to the second arm of that passage, of that figure of why. And Pauline is going to read the second half of Psalm 42 for us. Over to you, Pauline.
Hello, everyone. My reading is Psalm 42, verses 6 to 11. My soul is downcast within me. Therefore, I will remember you from the land of the Jordan, the heights of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep in the roar of your waterfalls. All your waves and breakers have swept over me. By day, the Lord directs his love. At night, his song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? My bones suffer mortal agony as my foes taunt me, saying to me all day long, where is your God? Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? Put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, my Saviour and my God. Amen. And God bless you all.
Thank you, Pauline, for the reading. The first half of this psalm expresses a longing for God as being thirsty. This second half expresses a sense of discouragement. In verse 10, as he did in verse 3, the psalmist brings in another reason why he feels this sense of spiritual depression. He is being ridiculed for his faith in God. He says, people say to me all day long, where is your God? People around him are letting their opinions known to him about their plight and his own plight, and they are goading and ridiculing him for his faith in God. In the same way that those onlookers said about Jesus at the cross, possibly, he trusted in God. Let's see if he will deliver him. This seems to be weighing down on the psalmist and expresses a feeling of being far from God. The psalmist then reminds himself of God and his works and provisions from the past in this section. He reminds himself probably of the testimonies of the works and the words of God. In the absence of gathering with other worshippers, it is possible that in verse 7, when he talks about deep calling to deep, and the roaring of waterfalls and the waves and so on, the psalmist may well be listening to nature around him and with it glorifying God and reminding himself of his limitless love. These are some of those things in nature that can remind you of the majesty of God and lift your spirits, like taking a walk in the park or sitting in the back garden, seeing the flowers and seeing and hearing nature, birds singing and tree leaves, the wind, water running through a little stream, or the sound and the feel and the smells of the seashore, taking the dog for a walk or feeding the cat, all God's creation demonstrating and proclaiming his glory and his majesty. Again, this part of the psalm is pulled back by that refrain in verse 11, the same as in verse 5. He reminds himself not to be downcast, not to look around his situation with despondency, and not to focus on all the mocking voices around him, but to put his hope and his trust in God. He reminds himself that God is his Savior and rescuer. He reminds himself to put his faith, his hope, and his trust in God as his eternal spring. The psalmist then turns his feelings of despair, of discouragement and despondence away from talking to himself about them, and he starts to talk to God about them. He pulls these two arms together, as it were, and stands them on one pillar, and this pillar of prayer, which is Psalm 43, and Barbara will give us the reading on that. Barbara will give us the third reading, which is our final reading of this passage, which is the 43rd Psalm. Over to you, Barbara.
Hello, everybody. Thank you so much for all your prayers and your messages and your love. I can feel it, and I am so grateful. And I hope one day we can all meet together again and rejoice. Our reading today is from Psalm 43, verses 1 to 5. Vindicate me, O God, and plead my cause against the an ungodly nation. Rescue me from deceitful and wicked men. You, our God, are my stronghold. Why have you rejected me? Why must I go about mourning, oppressed by the enemy? Send forth your light and your truth. Let them guide me. Let them bring me to your holy mountain, to the place where you dwell. Then will I go into the altar of God, to God, my joy and my delight. I will praise you with the harp, O God, my God. Why are you downcast, O my soul? Why so disturbed within me? For your hope in God, put your hope in God, for I will yet praise him, and my Saviour, and my God. Forgive me for that, because I have cataracts and a little difficulty seeing, but praise the Lord for his holy word. Amen.
Thank you, Barbara, for that reading. After talking about his situation, the psalmist in this final passage, he lifts his eyes and his voice to God. He continues to acknowledge the reality of his situation, but he does not end there. He lifts it up to God in prayer. He seeks God's intervention. He begins to build and strengthen his faith in God, and that his salvation and deliverance will be sure. He recognizes his state of mind, his situation, and his feelings, but does not end there. He takes these up to the Lord in prayer. This reminds us of David in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6, where he was experiencing something of a distress and depression. And it says that David encouraged himself in the Lord. Here the psalmist begins to pray, and he prays to God for his help with all the ridicule and mocking that he's going through. He prays for God's light and his faithful care, for God's leading and guidance through this difficult terrain. He prays that God will bring him back again to his holy place and to his dwelling place. This could be the physical temple itself and coming together with other worshippers, but also that place in his heart where he feels the closeness and the fellowship with God, a place of strength and hope and faith in God. That this close fellowship with God will give him joy and delight. It will lift his spirits and put him at a better place in himself, and a place of praise and walking in God's presence and in God's covering. The psalmist then finishes with, for the third time, that refrain which he used in verse 5 as well as verse 11 of Psalm 42, to say, put your hope, your faith, and your trust in God, my soul, for he is your Savior and your rescue, and you will yet praise him. As if to say, put your hope in the Lord, for there will be a light at the end of the tunnel. Amen. Amen. And for our closing songs today, we have two songs that Helen will lead us in, starting with Ascribe Greatness to Our God, the Rock, and then finishing with a song taken from today's reading, Psalm 42, as the deer pants for the water. And so let's sing together as Helen leads us, as we think and reflect on these words that we have shared, and we prayerfully reflect on them as we sing these songs. Over to you, Helen.
Thank you.
Amen. Thank you, Helen, for leading us in those songs. And as we bring this service to a close, may the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord smile upon you and be gracious to you. May the Lord show his favor to you and give you peace. Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. This is the end of our service today. Do keep safe, keep in touch, and keep the faith. God bless you. Amen.